The top five at five.
Tracy McCarter.
Say her name.
Manhattan's controversial DA asks a judge to drop murder charges against a New York City woman. Guilty plea to 10 murder charges from the shooter in the Buffalo supermarket massacre. The worst unrest in communist China in decades spreads to Hong Kong with calls for China's leader Xi Jinping to step down. The daughter Hunter Biden allegedly fathered out of wedlock with a stripper left out of a White House Christmas display. Inflation factors increasing Christmas tree prices by as much as 20% or more this holiday season. A New York City judge is considering dropping charges against a woman accused of killing her estranged husband. Judge Diane Kiesel said Monday she needs more time to make a decision on whether or not to dismiss murder charges against Tracy McCarter. The possible dismissal comes after Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg personally appeared in court. McCarter says she stabbed her husband, James Murray, in self-defense during an altercation at her Upper West Side apartment in 2020. Supporters held a rally last month in support of the nurse, mother, and grandmother. They say charges against McCarter should be dismissed because she is a victim of domestic violence. Brooklyn Law School professor Jocelyn Simonson, who has spoken out in support of McCarter, spoke to reporters.
It's a pretty extraordinary thing for a DA to file a request for a judge to dismiss an indictment, let alone a murder indictment. And he's stuck to his guns.
Judge Kiesel said she will rule on the case by the end of the week. A guilty plea on Monday from the shooter in the massacre at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. Peyton Gendron pleaded guilty Monday to charges, 15 charges, separate charges, and the racist murders of 10 black people at Buffalo's top supermarket. A massacre he live streamed on the social media site Twitch via his helmet camera. Here's Erie County District Attorney John Flynn.
The defendant planned and carried out a racially motivated attack fueled by white supremacist ideology, specifically targeting black people at the Tops supermarket.
Of these 15 charges Gendron pleaded guilty to, they include domestic terrorism motivated by hate, murder, and attempted murder. He still faces more than two dozen federal charges, some of which carry the possibility of the death penalty. Gendron posted on social media about the racist replacement conspiracy theory. That's a white supremacist belief that non-whites will eventually replace white people because they have higher birth rates. Sparked by unrest in mainland China over zero COVID policies, students in neighboring the island of Hong Kong joined forces on Monday, calling for President Xi Jinping to resign. It's the biggest show of opposition to the ruling Communist Party since the Tiananmen Square protests and massacre back in 1989. On Monday, Chinese authorities eased some regulations following protests in nine cities, including Shanghai and Beijing. Expert Gordon Chang spoke about the protests on Cats at Night with 77 WABC owner and operator and host John Catsimatidis.
Really, right now, China is unstable because people there have had enough of the Communist Party and they've had enough of Xi Jinping.
Analysts expect authorities to quickly silence the dissent under China's zero COVID policy. The lockdowns confine people literally to their homes, with residents unable to leave even for medical care or food. First Lady Jill Biden Monday unveiled this year's White House holiday decorations, announcing the theme as We the People.
The values that unite us can be found all around you. A belief in possibility and optimism and unity. Room by room, we represent what brings us together during the holidays and throughout the year.
Well, despite the theme of unity, the Bidens have chosen not to hang a stocking for the out-of-wedlock child of the president's son, Hunter. Republicans are promising to investigate his foreign business dealings as well. Hunter Biden's three-year-old daughter, Navy Jones Roberts, was born out of wedlock to a stripper and was reportedly not included in the festive display. The family reportedly has not met that child. The 51-year-old Hunter Biden initially denied he was the father of Navy because he said he had no recollection of meeting her mother, Arkansas native London Alexis Roberts. With inflation at 7.7% under the Biden White House, a survey of wholesale growers finds Christmas trees will cost an average of 16% or more this year. A survey by the Real Christmas Tree Board finds growers are passing along increases in things like gasoline, diesel, and fertilizer prices. Kala Horner, a public relations coordinator for Yesteryear Farms in Mahwah, New Jersey, spoke to Fox 5.
So we are expecting Christmas trees to be a little bit more expensive just due to the cost of gas to get them delivered. The cost of labor has also gone up significantly, and then it's also scarce to get people to work.
And some say that their markups will be 20% or more. Others say on average their price hikes will be between 5 and 15%.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.